This guy's supposed to be pretty good, Art. Why did he come so cheap?
Well, Kellen Winslow is the guy I would say fits the profile of the classic entitled athlete. He knows he's good, and everybody else around him soon learns that he knows he's good. And I think he has done a number of things that have caused a lot of consternation with teammates, coaches, fans. Several years ago, he rode a motorcycle, which was prohibited. He got in a very severe accident, almost killed himself, but lost time because of an activity prohibited in the offseason. He's had conflicts with coaches. His recent coach in Tampa wanted him at a voluntary workout that he didn't show up to. That really put him on an edge. And actually, Winslow has had enough injuries with his knees that previous coaches have held him out of practice in order to save him for games. And while that's often justifiable, it is really annoying to teammates. So it just adds to the tension and the drama around the guy that most coaches would find annoying and most coaches would want to do without. But Pete Carroll says, this guy's got a lot of talent and we're not risking much.
So let's speak of the risk for the Seahawks. You're saying it's low.
Yeah, it is, because they only gave up a 7th-round draft choice. And even if Winslow does develop, that draft pick is conditional and it only improved to a 6th-round. That's not much of a cost. And the money he's scheduled to earn this next year, $3.3 million, is not guaranteed. So if he does not make the final roster when the Seahawks begin play, they're not out any money. So that's a pretty good deal. The problem is that Pete Carroll, like most coaches, Mike Holmgren was a big one on this, think they can fix guys. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But this whole sort of Father Flanagan deal, I'm always skeptical about with coaches, because some of these habits are ingrained. Kellen Winslow Jr. is the son of Kellen Winslow Sr., a remarkable tight end, one of the best in NFL history, who was a star in San Diego for many years. He's been lording it over his son's career, and his son is a much more, I guess, arrogant guy than dad was. And it's just put people off a lot. I think what's going to have to happen is that Winslow at age 29 is going to have to recognize his physical limits and that he's being given what probably amounts to a last chance. Sometimes that induces humility in athletes. Sometimes guys can't get over it. And Mike Holmgren was a guy who wound up making mistakes on people such as Corin Robinson and Jeremy Stevens, and particularly the latter guy, a former University of Washington star that Holmgren thought he could fix.
Mm-hmm.
And Stevens was a great contributor. He was the tight end in the Super Bowl team, but he had so much baggage, run-ins with the law, DUIs, mispractices, dubious behavior in the community, all these sorts of things piled up, and they finally got rid of him. He's never straightened himself out and has washed out of football despite enormous talent. So those are the kinds of risks that Carroll is taking, and it really won't manifest until after he gets done with practice and the exhibition season, and we'll see what kind of guy he turns out to be at age 29 once the season starts.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.